Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Network.
Moment I've been waiting on, and my soul is overflowing with anxieties and expectations, full of desire. I just want it so bad.
Between the sheets. Ooh,
Flying tail, wanted him. He was saying, him.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Do it. Supposed to be some real good races down there. So maybe we'll get some reports on what happened down there, what's going on, somebody that's there, or kind of keeping up with it. You know, my man Kid, he keep up with a lot of this stuff. You know, I had my little day-to-day, so when I came home, I ate me a little something and fell out. And I did wake up in time enough to do the show, but I was gone. Look here, y'all. Before we get the show started, we don't want to forget. This is Black History Month in honor of our famous Black people, Black people. Period. And I want to mention to y'all right quick that I was trying to bring it in last week, but it got too loud, so I'm going to do it early while the phone line ain't full. George Page, first Black, he's the first Black man, George, to get a medal, first Black person, period, to get a medal in the Olympics. I'm going to just play this little thing right quick, and then we're going to get on with the show.
A badger to the core, this lacrosse native overcame every obstacle stacked against him. He was the first Black American to medal in the modern Olympics. And chances are, you've never even heard of him.
Here in La Crosse, Wisconsin, a young man, the son of slaves, goes on to UW, runs track for UW, goes to the Olympics, and is the first Black American to win an Olympic medal from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
George Coleman Pogue and his family shifted to La Crosse in 1884 from Hannibal, Missouri. Pogue's mother, Anna Coleman Pogue, came to work for the Easton family, who were living along Cass Street. George graduated from La Crosse High School in June of 1899 to go to UW-Madison.
I think what motivated George coming out of high school was he had great academic success. He studied the arts, he studied poetry, music, literature, so he became kind of a Renaissance man, not just athletically, but his academic talents were very high too. You know, to be one of the few Black people in the whole school system at that time here in La Crosse, that helped him develop a really strong sense of who he was and where he wanted to go.
By spring of 1904, George would have won the 200 hurdles and the 400-meter dash in the Big Ten, and the invitation went to George to become one of a dozen or so athletes to leave from Milwaukee, take the train down to St. Louis, and then compete at the 1904 Olympic Games. So Pogue medaled in the 400-meter hurdles. And that was the first podium by a black American. And people would tend to think, oh, Jesse Owens was the first, but 32 years earlier was George Pogue.
Pogue Park is a park that was created by the community in recognition for Mr. Pogue. I honestly think the reason that this park is different is because it's not a typical park in that it's built for a playground or built for a ball field. It's built for the hope and inspiration of what a young man in this community can achieve. This is a multi-generational, multi-ethnic neighborhood in which young people of various ethnic groups can come up here and see how somebody that wasn't in the privileged class, didn't have all of the benefits of life, became something because somebody gave him an opportunity to go to school.
All right, y'all, that's a little something for Black History Month. Something I had looked up and found. Pretty sure a lot of people didn't know about that, and then up in La Crosse, Wisconsin. You know, I got family up in La Crosse. That's, you know, one of the things that shocked me, because right now, then, La Crosse, Wisconsin, well, I don't know about today, but at the time my brother passed, he got kids up there. He was one or two black people that owned their own property up there in La Crosse. So it's still cities and stuff like that around the United States where they don't like to sell their property to black people. But with that being said, who want to get it started? Where y'all at? Anybody got any news? Anybody get their head knocked off yet? What up, kid?
Big Eddie, what's happening? What's going on?
I can't call a kid. How you feel today, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. But maybe you can answer this question for me.
I'll try.
This Kim Potter, this policeman that killed the kid up there in Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
She come to find out she only going to get him maybe about 14 months.
Wow. Wow.
That's fucked up.
Hey, man. I was looking
at that,
this governor and
go ahead.
I know shot that boy in the car, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's bad, man, because, you know, I look at this and people... I don't know how people look at life these days, or what how they look at us as being that bad of people that deserve to be just slaughtered, you know. And a lot of them don't even care nothing about it, man. And then you got this guy running for governor right now, Illinois. And if you listen to what he's saying, it's exactly the same thing in so many words when he say, I don't want to defund the police. Let's put our police back and forth. But they never talk about the fact that if a police wrong or anybody else, they should be punished.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
They don't even never come across that. They just say this racial shit about helping the police, put the police back in power and all that kind of stuff. They already in power, but they still doing what they've been doing. A lot of them leaving because they figure now they might go to jail. But if they see that they ain't not going to get no time, they're going to return to exactly what they were doing just as
right.
much as they were doing.
Taxes.
All they're getting is a vacation, right?
Right.
And they probably never stop getting a paycheck.
Right. In another situation, this killing part about this situation is, now this judge, it was a female judge, she supposedly shed some tears. Who in the fuck was you shedding tears for, Kim Potter or the young man that got killed?
Exactly. Exactly.
Because, you know, I don't get that. I ain't never seen no motherfucking judge get that emotional where they shed tears.
Yeah, it had to be for Kim Potter. I mean, that show.
Man, I don't know, man. It's just a fucked up world. And then
it
you
is.
Got these.
It
these,
is.
And then you got these no knock warrants, right? Why
right.
is it that it's always somebody black getting killed behind the no knock warrants and no white people?
That's
y'all
right.
serve them warrants? I mean, I don't guess they get served warrants and shit.
Yeah. They hardly
I mean,
get
this
in.
Shit
like,
is
man, here you go.
Yeah. This shit is ridiculous.
But if you notice, man, if you go back in time and you look at most of the cop killers are white.
Mm-hmm.
Because they trust them when they see they white. And they try
mm-hmm.
to they try to hold themselves from shooting them or hurting them to the point
right.
where they get themselves killed. You
exactly.
know?
Yep. Because when they catch up with a black, they wants to kill him on the spot because they know ain't nothing going to happen.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Did you see that thing
on Facebook, man? Did you see that thing on Facebook where they went to the school, this white boy and this white boy fighting police?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They set the white boy on the couch.
Up on the concrete wall or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, it's
yeah.
just fucked up.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Hey, kid.
Yeah, well.
Now, you just said you ain't seen no judge do that before. What about that Amber Geiger shit where the woman come out there and hugged her and gave her a bob and all that bullshit? When they killed that dude, Bottom Jean.
Yeah. But I didn't see her shed no tear, you know what I'm saying? I saw her do that.
She got off the bench. You never seen no judge get off the bench and go down there and hug no defendant.
Nope.
And then give him a bob.
Right. It's fucked up, Crooked Letter.
Yeah, see, the thing about it is the cops got that qualified immunity shit.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they got
yeah.
that qualified immunity shit, that means ain't nobody going to be doing nothing to them. Then they got
nope.
that brotherhood or police, whatever union thing is bagging them, and they ain't nothing but a big-ass, another part of the mob. That's all it is, just a big old scam shit. That's all it is. They protect
yep.
their own. That's why you see mother with them blue line tattoos and shit. Ain't no way in hell you going to take no job, and you love that job so much you're going to tattoo it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're in the Marines.
Yeah. And like I said, is this Kim Potter? You're a 25 or 30-year veteran, and you're going to tell me you don't know the difference between a motherfucking taser and a motherfucking 9mm, the weight? You don't
and
know which side it's
everything.
On? Right, you don't know which
mm-hmm.
side it's on? Come on, man.
Hey, kid, you know, I'm going to tell you a little secret, too. It's a movie called Fruitvale Station that comes on. That dude that played in Black Panther played in it. He played that dude, Oscar, was out there in California on the subway. And See, that shit ain't happened plenty of times before, so they can get off that shit. That ain't, they use that as an excuse. That's their excuse.
Yep.
They know. Taser's a big old gun. Your gun fits your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's a weight difference.
Yeah. There's a weight difference. And you know which side it's on. I mean, it's not like you know motherfucking rookie. You're a veteran, 25-year veteran. You know exactly how you put your motherfucking clothes on each and every motherfucking day.
You know, kid, the kids that's between, I'm just going to venture out to say, the kids that's between 40, I'm going to say 40, I'm going to say 45. 45 and back. When they, especially down here, when they integrated the schools down here, Mm-hmm. These kids go to school, they got to mingle with the white kids, this, that, and other, and they start, you know, basically trying to trust them and running with them and different stuff like that. But then a lot of times, like I used to ask my kids, and I ask other kids, I said, you talking about the white boy, your friend, he come down here in the neighborhood with you, but do you ever go up that way he live at? No. I said, well, mm-hmm. why not? His parents ain't going to allow that. And you ain't going in the neighborhood. Well, they ain't like yep. that. I said, man, they let me tell you something. I told you, let me tell you something. A person ain't going to fool you unless he sees something in you that he can get from you or something you can do for him, or you a very genuine person. When mm-hmm. that happens, then people will fool with you. But the other two, they either going to see something in you that they want, or you can give them something that they need.
Yep. And just like I was saying, these are no knock warrants. I ain't heard nowhere where a white person got killed by a warrant. It's always been black.
They don't serve one. There go the chief of police gonna knock on the door, get them. Unless wait kid, and I can't say for sure, but I'm gonna say it like this. Unless they some poor ass white folks. This poor ass white folks that's always doing some stupid
hey,
shit.
Hey, yeah, you got these motherfuckers on the phone again tonight.
They might do that now. But you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
They might
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, man.
Get your punk ass off the phone.
If they call themselves upper middle class, they ain't bothering them.
Oh, happy day, Crooked Ladder is gay.
What up, Lee?
What up, kid?
Yeah,
man. Happy day, Crooked Ladder is gay.
I don't give a fuck about you calling
you
me gay, man. About this.
I know it, crooked.
Did you hear about that, Lee?
What you talking about, kid?
The ex-police up there, Kim Potter, that mistaken her taser for mistaken her gun for a taser.
Oh yeah.
And killed that boy. The goddamn judge, goddamn,
yeah.
gonna shed a few tears. I ain't never know no motherfucking judge to shed no tears. What kind of shit
yeah,
is this? Who was you shedding tears
shit.
For? Who was
hey,
you shedding
you know
tears
what,
for? Kim Potter or the young man?
She for her shedding tears for Kim Potter. You know who she shedding
yep.
tears for?
For her officer. They all in the same
yep.
system. They all part of the same gang.
Yeah.
She just hired
I couldn't believe that.
That was some bullshit, but you know, that's,
yep.
that's part of the program.
Yep.
So, I mean, hey.
Hey, kid, you and Lee, let me ask y'all a question.
I want my daddy record.
Why do police always say this bullshit about, oh, we got a dangerous job? This that, no. Motherfucker, you chose to get that job and they're paying you to do it. You didn't have nobody
right.
want you to do it. You weren't forced it. What the fuck they talking mm-hmm. about?
I don't know. I don't get it, man. I swear to God, I don't get it.
They're making it more dangerous. They're making them more dangerous
police
doing what they're
like
doing. It used to be a time, man.
Like
yep.
That's right. Man, it used to be a time where wouldn't nobody shooting no police because
no.
they know they were going to shut down the whole neighborhood. Couldn't nobody make
yep.
no money. You know, now they say, what the fuck? They killing us like dogs,
mm-hmm.
so
right.
might as well do something with these
young motherfuckers.
Yeah.
These young motherfuckers, I don't give a fuck about the police.
Nope.
Whoever.
Not no more.
Damn.
Mm-mm.
That's right.
You get to popping them pills, drinking that syrup and shit.
Yep.
They'll kill
oh,
the world
man.
If they can.
It'd be over.
These young motherfuckers. Smoking leaf, all that dumb
yeah,
ass
man.
Shit, man. These young motherfuckers don't
hey,
care
hey,
about
Brother
nothing.
Lee and what's his name? Crooked Ladder and all y'all. But let me just say this, and I'm not trying to advocate that, but if they shoot one of our kids down like a filthy dog, and they take one of them high-powered rifles and blow one of them cops away and continue to do that. Every time you drop one off, we're going to drop one of yours. Oh, he has children.
They'll stop it then. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're going to find a reason. But right now, they're dragging their feet. You need to fix this problem, man. You got all 30 cops over there. And I don't like the idea that black cops work with these pieces of filth.
Man.
And
they work. They let me tell you something. Hey, if they pull you over, the goddamn black ones is worse than the white ones.
Yeah, I see told you that. Black cops pulling out for the white cop. That's what they do.
Yeah, them motherfuckers worse than the white ones.
You ain't got no panties on.
Them motherfuckers be arrogant and talking shit, disrespectful.
Damn.
You find something that's okay. Right. Out of time, they can approach you all the way wrong from the door.
You can count them on one hand.
Yeah.
Ain't no way in the world. I cannot believe that these black cops that work in these darn places don't know that these are racist pieces of garbage and that they got, and what I'm just saying, like, if the black cop was good and they know this is a racist piece of garbage and they put him with them to keep him under control, man, as long as he got another white cop with him, he's going to do whatever he want to do. But I'm just saying, they're terrible, man. It's terrible what they do and get away with. And they're dragging their feet, talking about we're going to give them more training, more education. You put one of them magnums to them, they're going to stop this dumb stuff.
I'm not
advocating shooting them up, but they're terrible, man. They just need the same thing.
They're fucked up, Tim.
That's why you supposed to have a motherfucker. That community, police that community. Everybody don't prototype these guys from. But for Egypt. Okay, just like me, Kimo,
they got all the white guys that work down there. They live way out in South Lyons and way out there in the boonies. And they come down here, and like I told them, one of the guys had all that Confederate flag in his truck and all on the license plates and everything. He pulled next to me. I told him, no. I can't have that. Well, he got a freedom of speech, and he can do He can't park that garbage next to me. And all them black cops in there, I told him, man, y'all wrong with two left shoes. You know that racist piece of garbage right there? I ain't aware. I went all the way to the top until I got some action. They told him, you got to put the car. We're not telling you you have to take it off your car, but you got to park your car off the government property,
And Kimo.
Guy got it on the front line.
Yes, sir.
Kimo.
Yeah.
Why is it that all these no-knock warrants, it's only black people getting killed? You ever heard of any white people getting killed from a no-knock warrant?
No. No.
I don't know.
Sick of that mess, man.
Well,
yeah, it's terrible,
black police officers do here, they go and get that job, and they so glad that them police ain't messing with them, and they was little old sisters in school and different, and they want some get back because they weren't accepted in the community, you know what I'm saying? They was outcast. Now they feel like they got all the authority they need, and they're going to do you any kind of way they want to, you know what I'm saying? But you can't talk to a grown man any kind of way.
They got a badge to kick you in your behind, and you got the life.
Police always walk up when, like, sometimes, well, back in the day, I sat on the corner.
Tell
everybody.
I don't agree with that.
I said, Mom, I ain't no motherfucking dog.
One of them son bitch kicked me in the ass. You can damn sure believe he gonna get kicked right back in the ass. I ain't gonna hesitate to do it neither.
I'm gonna ask everybody on the phone. Maybe somebody can look it up and find out. When they killed George Floyd, the man sitting there choking the man to death, and the people standing around videoing it. Do anybody? I know the other cops telling you no. But what could we have done in that situation? What could we have done?
Bum rush their ass.
Yep.
To be honest, all you could have did was went to jail. That's all you could. Because if you jump on the police officer,
you could say that, man. You ain't saved our life. You ain't saved our life. You motherfucker who took you got up off of.
You at least got him up off of, yeah.
Sometimes you have to sacrifice yourself for some things to happen. And I ain't saying kill yourself, but if it takes
that's
me to
a total
to
stranger,
jail,
listen, it's not going to fit in your program. Listen, it's not going to fit in your program because they're going to ask you, do you know him, what you're doing? You obeyed and the citizens obeyed the criminal. So you saving his life.
I can't breathe, man.
He's
killing a guy.
I can't breathe. You are resisting arrest and you are assaulting the officer. Even though you're doing it protecting yourself. You're going to
penitentiary. He still ain't got no right to shoot you. He still ain't got no right to shoot you. I just go to penitentiary.
You have no right.
Because I wouldn't give a damn if they throw me under the penitentiary.
You have no right to get
you. If they killing you, preacher boy, and I can save you, I'm going to save you. That's just the way it goes. I don't give a fuck. Who it is?
Well, we're going to have a roommate. You better hope they give us the same cell because they're going to lock our black asses up.
I don't give a fuck. I'm going to jail. They're going to give me three
right.
hot to the cops.
You ain't
going
to be in there forever. Pay that bond, get up out of there, and go to court and be done with it.
Oh, man, that's
just I'm
wrong.
Just telling you what God knows. I'm going to defend my brother.
I thought that was terrible, man. Everybody was so afraid to not even do anything. They got him, but that's...
It's a few people. It's a few people that stepped up
so
that Tim. There's a few people that stepped
they
up there, and the people and the other police made them get back.
Yeah.
But it wasn't enough of them. Ain't no men. Yeah, one man
right.
stood up there and knocked them out.
It was a threat that police will shoot you if you fuck with him.
I lost 1,100. $40 worth of gas on it. $10 worth of gas in this truck.
Well, Ed, you I'm just what? Gonna say there's
yeah.
a lot of what ifs.
So ain't nothing
well, hopefully
you can
these
do.
Guys will never
you
be put in a position to. Hold up to
this
what they say.
Great piece of garbage taking
there's
somebody's
court,
life and he's laughing and smiling about it.
If it wasn't for the witnesses being
hear.
Around,
hey,
they
Ed,
know what it went to
hey,
trial.
Ed. There's a lot of people with nitrous
yeah.
cars scared of motor cars, too. So how are they going to save somebody?
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody lying.
Put a name on.
Uh-oh.
Put a name on. Put a name on.
Put a name on it, Rob. Put a name on.
Who might you be talking about, Rob?
Flop.
Oh,
damn.
Hey, Rob.
Lord,
damn.
Rob.
Damn.
Rob.
It's just
a whole lot of capping on this
motherfucker. Rob, you can go
it's
ahead.
It's a whole lot of capping on this motherfucker.
That is, sir. You won't come out
well,
well,
Flop,
well, Flop you asked me to put a name
lot of
on it like
on
I wasn't talking about
book.
You. Why are you surprised?
Hey, Rob, I will beat the fuck out you, boy, and you know
damn.
This. Damn.
Boy.
Rob,
well, where
came
was
on
Floyd
national
at
radio.
Where are you talking?
He came on a blog talk radio and said, Flop. I can't believe he did that. Flop. Flop.
Lord,
with him.
You'll never
with
get the
him.
Fuck out of him. Because that's something
that
they never
gonna
rape, man. Never
hey,
in life.
So disrespectful.
Oh, God, dog, preacher boy.
Hey, Tim, he did ask you.
He's a dick-sucking, lying-ass bitch. He ain't never gonna rape.
Damn.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
And that's coming from somebody I already beat. So I
Lord,
it looked like I put the Johnson, I took the Johnson and stuck it up in him. He's the faggot.
My.
Hey man, ask him what year that was. He beat me, man. I think it puts up a key.
Don't matter. You still got residual effects from it.
Dang! If you got to live off of that, listen.
Damn.
His wife, hey, his wife used to be a virgin once in the day. He used to be a virgin. That's it over with. Can't get that back. So I don't want to hear about it more.
Hey, preacher boy. Hey, preacher boy. You still,
what have you done
you still flirting
what
with
have
danger,
you done
ain't you? You still like flirting with danger,
who,
don't
chemo? What? Chemo ain't doing nothing lately. Who chemo? Them house.
No, no. Hey, no, hey, preacher boy still flirting. He's still flirting with bull crap. You gonna keep you keep pushing. You keep messing with that bull. I'm gonna take them horns and stick it right up your rectum. Keep on pushing it.
Well, please try to stick
my wife should
up
never. My wife should never come out your mouth.
Come on, play with
my
me.
Wife should never come out your mouth, you clown.
No. I didn't disrespect her. I said once in a while, she was a virgin.
My
like
hey, it's drag racing.
No
my
wrong.
Wife, your wife,
okay.
My kids,
well,
your kids
out.
Should
we're
never come out your mouth.
You're right. You're right. Watch me. Watch this. You're right. You once was a virgin, you faggot ass bitch. Now you're not. So keep screaming on
that.
See how real?
Oh, God damn.
So it ain't no problem.
Lord,
now,
have mercy.
Now, going back to the ranch. This bitch ain't going to bust a grape in Wes's backyard, so stop talking to him about race. He's a dick-sucking fan. he's Dave's biggest fan. Since him and Dave been tongue-kissing, and Dave stuck his finger in his ass, he's going to follow him to the end.
Damn, Rob. Ooh. Hey, Rob. Hey, Rob.
Yeah, you
Rob, he's saying all that.
Well,
you got a website.
Well,
you got a website, Rob?
Well, they said when you see a clown, let him show out.
Underground. It's called street life. Listen, underground is called street life in a mission.
Hey, Lee. Hey, Lee. They say when you see a clown, let them show out. So I'm letting them show out.
Oh, Lord.
Let me hear you say it one time, sir.
It's not let them show out. It's perform, bro.
You see, hey, you see what happened to their last member? They raped all the hair fell off his body.
Well,
oh,
no.
Who are you talking about, Principal? Principal, who are you talking about?
That's freaky shit. That's freaky shit. They stuck that squirrel up his ass.
Lee.
It must have got rabies.
Hey, Lee.
Hey, Rob, I'm
that guy's
ain't
gonna preach
it,
boy.
So,
his butt is still sore. He still got a rash from that butt whooping I gave him.
I can't tell. I'm trying to go. I'm trying to go.
Shoot, that
A
and D ointment. That A and D ointment didn't work, did it?
See, listen.
I told
when
you
a boxer loses,
I told you to
fight,
go to the doctor and get the real stuff.
Out. Listen, when a boxer loses a fight, he go work out and he gets stronger and he come back and then that guy said, sure, we'll fight again. I went out and I worked out and I came back with muscles. And then you turned around and said, bitch, I don't want to play with you. You's a hoe.
What is a song that used to say, you's a hoe?
The proper word would be.
You're a hoe. You know you're a hoe.
Oh.
How did you know? Because I told you so.
Man, we'll play. There's some holes.
You know what? Hey, Ed. I think some of these guys, I might have to start letting them win because they be mad, they be angry and stuff. I might have to start letting them win.
I ain't never angry,
Rob.
Oh man, listen, man. Hey, Rob. Listen, Rob. Take this out. All you won was some money, motherfucker. And I just lost $1,100 with some motherfucking card. Do you think I give a fuck about that little money you won 10 years ago, bitch?
Well,
Rob,
I'm sorry.
Night, man.
I'm sorry. I won more. I won more than just money.
Then
sir.
You sold your motor, goddammit, and then you started sucking dick to the motherfucker you sold it to.
I just won more than just the money. I took your soul. Your soul is gone.
Soul.
I got your soul. If you want it back, you got to race
hey,
it.
Hey, man. Let me explain to you, nigga. The Grim Reaper knocked on my door and didn't get that. So do you think I'm worried about a homosexual like you getting something?
Dang.
Ooh. Good.
Hey, when
Lord,
I took the check from you, it had your thumbprint on it with your soul. I got it. If you want it back, you got to race me for it.
You had the nut print on your forehead, bastard. That's why you don't want to play no more.
Ooh. Oh, man, not these nuts.
I do want to play. I'm up. I'm up.
Him,
I do want to play.
Get him, Rob.
I'm up. Hey,
Get him, Rob.
Hey, Tim.
House.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim House. You can't, hey, Kim Allen, you can't do nothing but rob or fix the chain on that 10-speed with no seat. Let that pole get in the middle of his ass.
Kim House, one more outburst out of you, Tim, and I'm going to get Cal City Cal on here.
I'm going on mute.
Oh,
going
man.
On mute.
Not
hey,
Cal
City before
Cal.
You go on mute, before you go on mute, Tim, ask Preacher Boy, who all on this phone have I beat before? See what his ass would be.
I don't give a fuck, man. Hey, listen to this part. Hey, Tim House. I see you keep ruining that bullshit. I'm going to make sure Leon drives your car again and don't have to pay.
Going on mute. Going on mute.
God almighty.
Going on mute.
Well, y'all, wow.
Well, I'm just going to say this. Preacher Boy is scared of my small block on motor, and he's scared of Zay small block on spray. He don't want no smoke from none of them LSs.
Hey, man, listen.
Whole
I love
lot
the way you hold
small
dick, bro. That's a 5-yard penalty. You're going to fuck around and get a flavored fag and pregnant at the same time.
Hey, Ed.
Huh? Akil
said.
I'm going to take these things out and whoop your ass.
I like that.
Lock in something.
No. It's going to rain snow. No.
You can make your mouth say anything.
Don't you know no good?
Uh-uh.
Don't you know no good?
Hey, I don't want to give nobody my money. I'm not going to let nobody hold my money.
Listen, my car doing push-ups right now. That motherfucker in the back cave, waiting for hibernation over with. When it come out, all I got to do is dust that bitch off. You know how you do your summer clothes and your winter clothes? Just put that motherfucker in the little hole and wait for the summer to hit. That's all I'm doing. You motherfucker.
Congratulations.
You
had us listen to all of that.
And see, you ain't doing shit. You a hoe.
Hey, Ed, after I beat Preacher Boy, Keel came back to me. He said, man, I hope he get on the pins. I said, why you say that? Because he was making the face like something just came out.
Big Eddie got to be the dumbest motherfucker in the world for laughing at that, but I would expect Eddie to laugh at that. You know, he stay plugged up every day. Big Eddie got to get his oil changed every day, so shit, he got to laugh every day. He got to try to remember his
That's exactly what he sound like. That's exactly what you sound like after it was over. Yeah. He was like, why the motor car whooped me?
Hey, listen. They told me when bus down beat your ass, you damn near committed suicide. With that regular ass truck and cop on the way home. They said you were looking for a bridge to jump off, but you couldn't find them. They said you couldn't even find a bridge to kill yourself on the way home. You got whooped by a car called Bus Down. You was a ratchet kid.
Well, Preacher Boy, when I beat you, I beat a big block chassis car. So now what that mean?
You don't know what's under the hood of my car. Ain't nobody ever looked under my car.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I forgot you was using your feet like
the
Flintstones trying to beat me.
Right. So y'all keep assuming what I got. Can you buy me something?
Yeah.
Can you buy me something?
Well,
and then you can tell me what I got.
Well, the truth of the matter is I beat a big block chassis car with a small block motor car. Makes you look real bad, don't it?
No, it don't. You know what makes me look bad? I go and you don't go. I've been racing out and flipped over, burned up, blowed up, turned over, lost a leg, and still in the ring. Your bitch ass got one ass whooping and retired and started sucking dick. You went straight to the whole show. You went straight over there today. Then you went over there and sucked any old dying up ass dick. Eddie, I drive for you. Shit, Eddie told you, I don't need a driver. Can you flip some meat? Eddie's how I use my car to barbecue with.
I'm gonna make sure when me and you race, he be driving at a barbecue with your ass.
Eddie, you know I ain't worried about you.
I ain't gonna keep talking about it. I'm done talking about it.
My guy can fall off the building go faster.
I can show you better than I can tell you.
Can you put a motherfucking midget in your car? You put that little hair. Hey, he look like the thing on the monster. All that hair on his face.
Hey Rob.
You know why he keep all that hair on his face? Because he don't want you to see the nut in his mouth.
Hey Rob, if he red light, let him back up. If he red light back up again.
All right.
Yeah, okay. If he don't go all the way through the track. If he keep going, we have to get paid.
They,
but if he just red light and stop, let him back up.
They told Rob he got hair around his
beat
pussy.
Beat his ass.
That's why Rob face so hairy now. All right.
Ed. I think he going to remember that because it happened to him before. I gave him 3 races in one beat. I let him
He gonna red light or he gonna leave late? He gonna either red light or leave late.
Hey Eddie.
Well that.
Hey Eddie, yeah. The next time I see you, I'm gonna take the battery out of your motor.
I'm talking to Rob,
Oh man. Hey Ed, you right about that, Ed. Either he gonna leave too early or he gonna leave too late. There's no in between.
Yeah, either way. Nah.
Yeah.
Hey, Eddie, when you get what you think they're going to give you, Dick, I'm going to blow your ass back with Rob driving your car. So I want you to bet like you're trying to win.
Hey, Ed, after I beat him in your car, he going to fire himself and find him a driver.
He need to. He might hire me.
Uh-oh. Hey, Preacher Boy, you practicing on that tree yet? Do you know you can't leave before before the green light come on?
Hey, man, all you supposed to do is try to win, ain't you?
Yeah, I did. Good job, I beat you 3 times in one sit.
Just bet more than $240, Hope. Do like you did with Bustown fucked you up. Do like you did with Bustown beat your ass. You say you had $1,000 better on your own race. So please bet that same G and get to everybody else to bet with.
Oh, Preacher Boy mean tonight. Oh, okay. Preacher Boy, why did he mean tonight?
He done hit me with a low blow, didn't he?
Yeah, boy, Preacher Boy mean tonight.
Oh, man. Hey, Ed,
man,
I took a 4,000-pound Camaro.
He ain't worth the shit. He ain't worth the shit, baby, wipe his ass with.
Hey, Ed, I took a 4,000-pound Camaro and beat a 2,000-pound G-body.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob.
I'm a bad
Rob.
Man.
Whatever you want to call it.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Send me your address. I'm gonna send you some scales, cause this weight shit and these numbers you keep calling, boy, you need some new scales.
Hey, you don't need no scales. Long as he's lying, y'all
can listen to his lie. He got a 15,000-pound Jeep, 4,000-pound Camaro, whatever.
2,000-pound T-body. That make him a bad man, don't it?
No, you got the 2,000-pound G-body. I had the 5,000-pound Camaro.
Damn, it just gained 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's been sliding up and down too many poles. He got fucked up in between them poles and kept sliding up and down.
Damn.
He even got electrocuted on one of them wires.
Yeah. Hey,
Hey, Flop, have you ever seen somebody win three times in one sit? I didn't even get off the line, and I won three times.
How many did you get paid for?
Yeah.
Damn, why take so long for him to say something, y'all? Y'all heard that, Paul?
Hey.
He's trying to count his fingers up, dumb bitch.
Three times, Flop.
It didn't take you long to count your 200.
I won three times.
Hey, it didn't take you long to count your 200 up out that pot, did it?
No, I had more than that. I was trying to get you to go up more than what you was going up. I was trying to get you to go up more than what you was going
up. Nigga, how, bitch, you came on that time? All I got is 500. Damn, that man, I got the
rest. No, I had more than that. I had more than that.
You a lying ass.
But I had some people add in there. I had the Trans Am boys get in there, and Big Sham got in there. Big
you
Sam and the Trans Am boy.
There
guy.
Wasn't nobody but you,
yeah,
Akil.
They was in the pot.
Okay, listen then. You, Akil, Sam, and the Trans Am boy. We ran for $1,000. Y'all break it down, y'all. 200 apiece, 100 apiece.
I was trying to get you to go for more money.
You a lying ass bitch.
I had to let them get
hey,
in because they was negotiating the race.
You had to let them get in because you needed cash money to get home, bitch.
Shoot, why would I need gas money to get home and I won the race?
But if you don't lost, because if you lost, bitch, you had to trade that little money you had.
Well, the thing is, it was no way I was going to lose. I had you covered. You just didn't know.
That's why you
got to
cheat me. Yep.
Yeah. I didn't cheat you. I beat you fair and square. I gave you three chances
whatever
to win
you say,
the race.
Rob.
And you didn't even take the opportunity.
Rob, I want to talk about what happened goddamn 5 years ago. Tell me what's going to happen this year. I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
Well, okay. Well, what how you want to, how you want, how you going to give me a spot?
Yo, my boy, you left the spot while you were sitting there. You ain't watching
the I tried to get a spot.
Oh, man.
You give me a spot, I try it.
I tell y'all, he's a human dick sucker. He's digging.
Well, you know what? All I can say is I left the nasty taste in your mouth about LS, so you ain't going to race another LS. You're going to put Beef in out there. You're going to let him get tortured. What a teammate. Sorry, Ed, I disrupt your show. I mean, I appreciate. I was liking what y'all was talking about, but.
Hey Rob.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just so you know, I heard you when you shot that shit at Ernie two or three times the day what he told you. Yeah, I heard that, Rob. Well, hell, I'm not going to give you anything. I can sell you a nitrous kit. I got plenty over here.
So did
oh, Ernie.
Oh, man, not the CompuCar.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Ernie said he ain't giving up nothing. Go and get you some.
Yeah. Hey, that's who I'm going to get to lock in my race with. If me and you race, Rob, I'm going to call Ernie. Let him be the DC
man. Yeah. You know what? I was thinking why do they always say ain't no racing going on? Well, I'm going to say up here. I don't know about that. So I'm going to say up here. Kid, why they always, what's the real reason why they always saying ain't no racing going on? Is it because they want to see certain people race and they just can't get there? Or is it really not enough racing for these guys up here?
Well, it's a combination of all of them. The season is short.
Yeah, it ain't what they want to see.
and they don't see the people that they would like to see.
Yeah.
See, like now they're racing down in the south now.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be down there another mile and a half before we be in a race.
If you beat a particular person, why your race career is over with for a couple of years? Why is that?
Now, that I couldn't tell you.
I don't got a hand up.
You beat one guy, and it's over with.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it. Or a guy win two or three times, and he don't get no more races.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. 9726, your mic is open.
Yo!
Hey, you.
What up? I say the main ones talking about ain't no racing going on is the main ones that ain't racing. So what the fuck they talking about?
Yeah. Oh, man. You ain't, hey, I call them fans, Vic. You can't call them no racers because they might not want to be fans of yours no more. I like to keep my fans, you know. I like to keep my fans.
Yeah, well.
They fans.
I hear you, but the ones I'm talking about ain't no racing. Shit, they need to get up there and get down.
What I need to do, Vic, is find your formula how to race Vic Sham because – boy, he's staying away from me. It's like, man, we opposite poles of magnets or something. I can't get him. I need to figure out what you did.
I ain't do nothing. They just thought they had something sweet. Found out it wasn't. They found out it was some bear meat.
Oh, man. I had Preacher Boy go and rebuild a whole car. Now he's scared to give me a spot with the new car.
One-800-NITROUS.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I think you gotta beat the right people for people to still race you, because the people you race, if they don't respect them, oh, he ain't did nothing. He just beat them. But if you beat that one name that they kind of respect, your race career over with. You might as well go to Lights Out like the other girls guys
lights
is doing.
Out,
lights
girl.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah, you got some grudge racers. You got some of these guys that run around talking about what they're going to do when they know they can't do nothing because they ain't got no goddamn motor in their car. So how the fuck are you going to do something without a motor in your car?
They want you to wait for about 3 years.
Yeah. But they tough on these shows.
Yeah. And then you want to know what's funny? Some guys that be talking crazy to you, they ain't ran that many times in their lifetime of drag racing. They ran less than five, but more than two.
Damn, Rod, put a name on it. Put a name on it again, right?
They'll probably be on in a hot second. They'll be on in a hot second. That sound like me. That sound like me. No, that's me. No, that's me. They usually hang around each other. More than two, but less than five. Just saying. This dude crazy. He jumping off a top of a building into some snow. What if it was ice up under there?
It won't be long. Time gonna tell. We're gonna see who's gonna be some real racers and who's gonna be these fake pumpers. Pump fakers, whatever you wanna call it. We're gonna see real soon.
Yeah, I made
Big Eddie
travel
before the mic is open. Huh?
Thank you, Big Eddie. I was just wondering, can you give Chemo an award? He's been out for about 10 years. He's trying to get back. He's trying to start at the top. So I just want to see if you can get him an award because That's got to be outstanding. A whole decade he's been still out. Now he want to come back to the top. I don't think so.
Well, you know, Big Sam and Ray Lowe, they handled that department, so
okay.
You had to holler at Ray Lowe, Big Sam. Ray, you know, Ray Lowe, a nice guy. You might give him something.
But I don't do nothing behind his back. He on the phone with me, and I still tell him he ain't nothing.
Oh, man.
Talking about he going to grab a hold of all the bottom feeders, and all he do is eat catfish. That let him know he a bottom feeder, a carp, sheephead. That's all
he
is.
Man. A sheephead. Hey, Kimo, I wouldn't take that, man.
He ain't got no choice. He ain't got no oil pressure.
Damn, Tim. How long you been holding that in, Tim House?
Just a little while. Not too long.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
You sit and listen to these guys, and boy, they big gon' come.
Yeah. So, I tell Kimo, one thing I'm not going to do, Eddie, I ain't going to talk behind the talk.
Hey, Kimo. Hey, Kimo. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Kimo sound like Martin Luther King.
Oh, somebody on two lines.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. All right,
there we go. Kimo sounding like Martin Luther King, y'all. He got a dream. One day he'll be back out.
One day.
One day.
And we'll all be retired by that.
You know your personnel. Vic, you know your personnel. You know Rob ain't going to come out and bust a grape and rush his back out.
Uh-oh. And Kimo either. Keep going. We got something going good here. Keep going. Keep going.
If we needed some fertilizer, we know it's a piece of shit to go get. Watch grass grow.
Well, let me ask you something. Does sheep droppings still consider as manure?
I don't know that.
Because Kimo ain't got no spine.
Hey, listen,
yep.
He ain't got
yep.
No
yep.
Backbone.
I know a lot of bullshit. We know a lot of bullshit in the picture, though.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Told Kimo, one thing about me, I ain't scared to get in the ring with and I break your back, boy.
One thing I know about Rob, you know what, though?
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you what Rob can become, though. Rob
okay.
Can become a host, though. He can get him a show and be like the rest of the show hosts that don't race.
Well, that would be Kimo. Man, we got something in common.
Man, that sounds like
we
a
got something in common. Kimo got
like
a show and don't do nothing.
All the people that got shows don't rate.
That would be Kimo, too.
Damn. Willie
Dog, man.
Willie Dog got a show. Willie
that's
Dog got a show.
Willie Dog got a popular show. Willie Dog got a popular show, too.
Regardless,
man,
you say everybody race. Got a show.
He will rate.
You ain't say popular or not. You say everybody got a show.
But I'm sorry. He got an act. Listen, Willie Dog got an act. He ain't got no show. He got a show.
Lord have mercy.
You motherfuckers don't rape.
Man,
I'm y'all, all y'all do. You know what y'all is? You motherfuckers push a motherfucker in the river. If you ain't ready, get ready. Y'all ain't never ready.
Man, what you talking about? 10 years?
And you ever ready? You just keep going and going and going.
I tell you, yeah, you're right. I do. I keep going and going and going. Every time y'all try to put me down, I'm back.
Hey, when the last time you seen Kimo at the track with his car jumping on the bottom feeder? When the last time you seen him? Over 41, 42, Milan, Lapeer, 131. When the last time you seen him with his car killing on all the bottom feeders?
It wasn't that long ago, about 10 years ago.
1999.
And Preacher Boy said
he coming
that
back.
Rob ain't been... Is missing in action too.
Hey, listen. They killed his pride, and then, goddammit, Scotty pissed on him when he told him he set him up. It broke his heart.
Yeah, I think I kind of believe that. I do believe that.
When Scotty told him he set him up, he get fucked up. It broke his heart.
I believe that.
Because he was he thought Scotty was his friend. Man, that's my best friend. Shorty,
you ain't sleeping
me.
On my phone, are you, Kimo?
Mm-hmm. Right out there, got his shit split.
Kimo been rolling. He's tired.
He can't be more tired than me. I've been plowing since 3 o'clock this morning.
Eddie, you learn not to entertain these stupid shit that you on. Okay?
Eddie, I can't lie to you, Eddie. The man ain't raced in 10 years. He still ain't got no oil pressure. Wick came up and congratulated the man, said that what a great thing he's done. Ain't raced in 10 years, always running off at the mouth, talking about somebody else's race program. He ain't nothing to me. I don't care nothing about it. I don't care nothing about his race program. And we'll knock him out if he climb over in that car. I'll knock his behind right
out. Tim Howell.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Hold on, Tim Howell. You don't talk to your number one fan like that. You know that some bitch is your number one fan.
Oh, God, my number one fan.
I told you.
When a motherfucker hating and all they can do is talk about
you and wannabe and what could happen,
them are your biggest fans.
Dang. I told Kimo one day, I think you really want to be like me, Kimo. I think that. I really do.
They want to be like Mike. They want to be like Mike.
And they hated on Mike, but he was the best. They hated on Mike, but he was the best. Give me the ball.
And see, when you get oil pressure, he hates you.
Uh-huh.
And he see Push Junior to be your fan. Him out.
Yes, sir.
Them your biggest fans, man. You got a firing squad.
And then let me ask you this, then, preacher. You a smart guy, and I like the way you talk. Well, why is this that he go back 10 years and told me that I didn't race him? Well, why he didn't call me out? I was at the track. I mean, what I supposed to do? The man had all this time, but he won't blame it on me.
Tim,
he won't blame it on me.
Tim, now you ask me your opinion. I'm gonna tell you. You know how you a basketball player and you scoring. And you got a cheerleader that likes you, but she's shy and says, come on that day. There you go.
Hey. But what's the deal? Well, let me ask you a question then. One more. Then what's the deal between you and Rob? Is Rob, he ready to go or is he scared of you? I don't understand what this problem is.
Man, listen. Rob ready to commit suicide with an automatic, man. He ready to play Russian roulette with an automatic. Fuck with me. He's going to beg his way to heaven. You know I'm going to blow his motherfucking brains back if you play with me. He's going to beg and beg and beg and beg. So I'm going to put that motherfucking Mustang on his ass so he don't have to beg and beat his ass.
Man.
And if he get out of pocket, I'm going to take the little S10. I'm not even going to take the Toyota truck and beat his ass. I'm going to take an S10 and clear his ass. Put a small block.
Eddie, you got to get control of your show, Eddie. It's not like it's going to be some problems around here. Get some control over your show, Eddie. It's not like it's going to be some problems around here.
Man, control at his address. How the fuck he going to get control on the show? The little kids just came in there and told Eddie it's almost bedtime. Take your pill. The little boy came in there and said, Eddie, did you take your pill? I said, not yet. I'm on the show.
Damn.
Preacher boy, you awful disrespectful.
I ain't dreaming about a little boy. He dreaming about little boys or something because there ain't no little boy in my house.
Oh, happy day.
Damn.
Oh, happy day.
Hey, Vic.
Oh, happy day.
Hold on.
Where's Church on the Move?
Oh, happy day.
Church on the Move. That's right.
Oh, happy day.
Bye-bye now, sir. Ain't it, man?
When Preacher won, when did he win? Oh, when he won. Preacher won, he blew his ass away.
Eddie's favorite song is Sitting on the Trans Break. He done burnt his motherfucking trans out.
Oh, man. You better hope it be burnt out. You better hope that motherfucker be burnt out. Because when Rob let that button go on your ass.
You going to come on there and tell you, Eddie, I thought we could win. That's what all he going to say.
Yeah. Hey, man, well, you know, you win some, you lose some. Somebody got to win. Somebody got to lose, bro.
Yeah,
When you win, you're just going to win some money. But just check it out. Long as we got the car, we got a chance to come back. I don't see how. It won't be the first time I've lost a race. Some of you guys
that's
think
right.
That shit
be
serious,
with a
man.
It'll be Chemo's first time because he ain't raced nobody in 20 years. It'll be Chemo's first time because he ain't raced nobody.
See, now, listen, y'all.
Oh,
Eddie,
man.
Eddie already prepared to get his ass whooped. Eddie already know how it turned out for him. I'm a loser. I was born a loser. I'm going to stay a loser. It's okay. I know how I feel.
We'll find all that out. We'll find that out real soon.
Man, listen. Hey, Eddie. Hey, Eddie,
let this motherfucking car make the trip. I'm coming at your ass, boy, because your mouth.
If a motherfucker hold their breath to race you, Chemo, and Rob, there's a lot of dead motherfuckers out here holding their breath.
Well, you know, some kind of way you always seem to survive, and myself too, so hold your breath. Hold your breath, boy.
That dog on Eddie sound like
we both on borrowed time, motherfucker.
Everybody, hold on, Eddie. All of us on that.
Okay.
Now that's why we all on now. We don't know when to check out time.
Oh, yeah,
Eddie.
Yeah.
I don't want no problem with that one.
Yeah, but you know, we done crossed that road a couple of times and we still here. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
We didn't cross that
right.
road.
But I don't want no
problems.
I thank the Lord.
I ain't no need of
it. I do too, but I don't want to keep bringing it up. Might step on a crack and break my back.
Well, I bring it up because I thank the Lord. I know why I'm still here. So I can talk about it. I'm talking about the power of God, bro.
Always.
I ain't ashamed to talk about that.
Day, I like that.
See y'all next month. Hell yeah, fuck. I ain't feeding them bitches. They want that little money they can buy them some life savings with. It. Big deal. Yeah. All right, you up. Hey, man. Hey, God is always good to us. A blessing to always still be here.
Yes, sir.
Start over again. Because every day is a new beginning. Every day you wake up, you got a new beginning.
Yes, sir. Yes, every day you wake up.
Better.
That's right.
When you don't use that, you're a fucked up individual.
Yes, sir.
When you disrespect life, life disrespects you. When you're having fun, get to laugh and giggle and less gray hair. When you keep sucking dick, sooner or later you wind up pregnant. Hear me, Rob?
Oh, man.
Yeah. But hey, listen, man. We've been doing this long enough. Everybody should know their personnel. You know who's going to race, who ain't going to race. Racing is not getting lesser. It's getting more expensive. If a motherfucker didn't race when the motherfucking price tag was little, do you motherfucker think they're going to race because the price tag went up?
Yeah, they're crazy. Hey, look here. If they don't race, they got that might not. They damn sure ain't going to race as much.
That's right. If they didn't race then when it was cheaper, you motherfucker think them bitches gonna let the race go 9 is more expensive? Hell no. Niggas gonna, hey, matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. You know how motherfuckers used to bring their car on the trailer to the track and tell you they still had it? Motherfucker gonna be walking around with a photo of Adam in their car. This is my car right here. Look like you might have a photo of Adam. I did a burnout.
Hey, preacher boy, make sure you don't forget they on Facebook. They love Facebook now.
Oh, yeah, that's
773-3625.
Oh,
I hear you, Mudbone. I hear you, Uncle Mudbone.
Church on the move.
What's going on?
What's on the move, baby?
What's going on, baby boy?
That's what Kimo told me. Hey, but Tim, you can see me on Facebook. Man, it's so long they took that jump down, man.
Oh, yeah, you ain't gonna get no raise. You out with nothing. You heard what Brett House said. You out with nothing. When you out with nothing, that's what you come up with. Absolutely nothing.
Hello. Stop
doing that, man. Me and Preacher Boy don't get along. I promise me and Preacher Boy don't get along at all. But I'll go with you with that.
Yeah.
Real shit, nigga. I mean that from the bottom of my heart and soul.
Yes, sir.
Close of my motherfucker feet and top them crown of my head, bro.
Yes,
bro,
sir.
Now you know why your race ain't shit. You got an alcoholic show. Last week you had another old drunk on there. Now you got a young drunk on there.
Oh man! You better be cool.
Hey, preacher boy, you didn't hear none I said, did you? You listen to me, nigga. I'm sitting up and trying to tell you, nigga. I'm sitting up and trying to tell you some real shit. Bro, I would go with you. I would go with you, like, with a nigga fucking with you. And the nigga don't know you like that. I know you. I know you ain't going to do shit. But the thing
if another nigga fucks with you, Preacher Boy, and we don't know the nigga, we don't have a fucking ass, man. What the fuck is you talking about? Hey, Mallory, I'm trying to hurt you. I'm not trying to hurt you.
God damn, man, you slow the motherfucker, man. You retired. Hey, baby.
Hey, Mallory.
Go ahead, Mr. Maxwell.
I just want to say one thing. That word is not argumentative.
Like, I'm going on, baby, listen.
That word is not argumentative.
I had a couple libations. Hold on. I had a few libations. And what happened was my words got a little slurred when I said argumentative.
Okay.
The only thing I was trying to help him, and he's sitting up here, sitting around here like a nigga trying to go on him. Preacher boy, sometimes you need to shut the fuck up and listen, man.
Amen.
That's what Skin was trying to tell you earlier. That's the only thing Skin was trying to tell you earlier. Okay, I'm going to let you keep on talking. Go ahead, Preacher boy.
Midnight train to Georgia.
Man, what the fuck is going on this goddamn show, man?
Hey, Vic.
Hey, Vic. We're getting closer to them days. Don't go nowhere, man. Damn them niggas, man. Chill out.
That motherfucker baby, a motherfucker.
Hey,
Somebody might be on speaker.
Yeah. Oh,
no. Okay. Yeah. There's all we gone, man.
I'm crazy. And there's out there want to pick them goddamn things up. They gonna bring shit to you. Bring them motherfuckers. Bet I don't get at this motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Damn, where everybody go that quick? I might have to do another uh-huh. Black History Moment.
Uh-oh, no, don't do that.
Jim House is here.
Is
Jim House is here.
Uh-uh.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. You know.
I'll talk to you later about it. Don't leave that alone.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with doing that. You know, that's all good. But, you know.
Yeah, I'm just messing with these niggas, man.
Yeah.
I did my Black History Moment already for the day. Yeah, man. Oh, that tough-ass preacher boy go, that's a bad motherfucker there.
I'm going home.
Damn, Mobley hit that bitch. What happened, Phil? Tim.
Eddie, the show's still on.
You ain't on the show?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Eddie. Thank you, Eddie. Hey, the man don't never
Eddie,
believe nothing I
Eddie,
tell him.
Eddie, what do you?
Huh?
What? Oh, yeah, Jalen.
He don't know what he thinks.
Man, that's what you call him.
Give him a few minutes, man. Give him a few minutes, Eddie, to get his thoughts together.
No, I'm watching the right time.
But wait a minute. You're trying to talk on the show. You're trying to talk. You're doing something else. You can't do that, Kimo. Don't do it. You can think about it, but don't do it.
Jalen, wreck that bitch, man. I'm not even thinking about you, motherfucker. I'm sitting here watching The Rising Star. I'm a little guy.
That's because he's thinking in his mind, Eddie, he want to be. See, he don't want to be. See,
oh, man.
Mudbone go to the trap. Thick Red go to the trap. They call it the big son of a gun. They go to the trap.
The fuck up. Jalen can hit that.
Now you want to be a sports enthusiast. Now you want to be a commentator.
Damn, Foster and them, they lost. I mean, the right there.
Hey, kid.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, kid.
Oh, man. How long you been had that in? Oh, man.
Hey, did any racers get off up there tonight, did they?
Probably not. You have to ask Kimo, he know. The talk show host.
Well, wasn't nobody supposed to race today on Friday?
Yeah, somebody was, and they said that somebody canceled the race. Their thing because something happened and I don't know. I wasn't listening to them that well. I was working hard making that money.
Yeah. I know I heard people screaming about bipolar path. Supposed it looked so good and everything.
Say hello to my little friend.
Stokey, where you go, Stoke?
I'm back. There go deer.
Uh-oh.
I'm back. I've been here for my week, and Kimo been fighting and stuff. And baby,
nah, me and Preacher Boy was going down the list, and he was saying Rob didn't do this. I said Kimo didn't either. Rob didn't do this, and Kimo didn't either.
I heard Rob over there begging. He'd come on the phone begging again.
What was he begging from, Preacher Boy?
I heard him saying Nitrous Car, but Preacher Boy did a good job on it, so I didn't really say that. I just listened. Rob want to race the Nitrous Car, but he want a spot. You can't keep begging every year, Eddie.
Hey, you ain't going to be no damn fool either.
But Eddie, why would you grab hold of them cars if you know they faster than you?
I don't think you're going to be no goddamn fool. I don't think you're going to go up against somebody you know going to bust your head the way they sit and the way you sit.
I'm not
gonna, ain't nobody getting away no money.
I'm not going to bother. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to bother.
Yeah.
It's more than one way to milk that cow. But if I know you faster, why is I gonna even get on the phone and jig at you? I know you faster than me.
Well, he's thinking a man faster, that's why he asked for a spot. He can make a race. Don't they always say anybody can race? They always say that.
You ask for
a, but then when a person try to make a race, you got to agree.
The ones that say that, Eddie, they ain't racing nobody themselves, so they want you to do it. But you can't keep grabbing them kind of cars, and you know, if you can't whoop them. But I know I can't whoop somebody. I ain't going to bother them because I know they ain't going to give me nothing.
What do you ask Preacher Boy to do? Give him a spot or take it off?
If he beat Preacher Boy already, why would you come back and ask Preacher Boy to give up a spot? And you just beat the man.
How many years ago was that?
Uh-oh. We pulled somebody out the bushes, Eddie.
Somebody on two lines.
He came out of there.
Open the mic, goddammit.
Your mic.
Oh,
Eddie.
There you go, Eddie.
Open
our mic. There you go, Eddie.
Your mic open,
there you
man.
Go.
There you go, Eddie.
What's wrong
with you? Eddie, why you ain't open my motherfucking mic?
Leon, maybe he hear you. Hey, Leon.
I hear.
Say something to him. Maybe he hear you. He don't hear us. He think it's right.
Is you open?
You
open?
Oh, he's still saying the same shit.
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, listen. I had to go back to D-line to get back on the damn mic. I kept trying to open my mic.
So you think Eddie did it on purpose?
No, he had opened D-line. I had to get you on another line.
I wasn't looking for your number,
Preacher Boy. I know you was already on here.
Eddie, hold on.
We're called
Eddie.
Yeah.
I want all y'all to hear this. I don't know why Rob think a motherfucker stupid. Every time Rob get his ass whooped, he's going to hibernation, rebuilding his motor. What nitrous motors? Instead of building up, they keep asking for spots. That bitch can suck a dick and keep building motors. That's all he's doing, man. Ain't nobody no damn fool.
But like I say, two people got to agree to race. It ain't going to be a race unless two people agree.
It ain't no agreement.
That's what I say.
All he's doing is getting his motor faster and to run on nitrous. He got his ass whooped by bus down. He stuck that dick in him. He went back to the laboratory. That's why he ain't been back out, Eddie. Now, they trying to make it faster for him, so when he gets quick enough, and a monkey give him a spot, he going to pluck their ass if they think they that stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I was out
testing last year, so what am I building on? But the thing is, a small block only going to make so much horsepower compared to a big block nitrous car. Hey, come on, now.
Hey, man, all that shit he talking, all that damn shit he talking. Listen to me. He beat me. He beat me, and he had me for a spot. I came back. I said I'm going to run him back the same way he had up.
That's the same thing that Junior did to me, man. He whooped me and then don't tell me.
What is wrong with you, boy? What the fuck wrong with you?
Your brother and
hey, hey, man, we got too much stuff in common, man. We got too
you
much stuff
lying.
In common.
You ain't lying.
Okay.
But, hey, Tim, what Preacher Boy is not being straight up about, he done changed. He got a whole new car. He got a whole new everything. He ain't the same he was before. He ain't even got the same paint job.
Bitch, I spent my money to come back the same way you did.
I'm not talking about how you spend
your
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about
back.
I'm just basing it. I'm just going based off of what I heard Leon say. The man got a whole new car.
You can't go based off of shit, bitch.
I'm still small block on motor. He got a new car. He got a new car transplant. He got new everything.
Rob, hey,
I got one leg too.
All I'm saying.
Hey,
Rob,
and that,
you
extra
got
like
leg.
That. You extra like.
Hold on, Preacher Boy. Hold on for a minute, Preacher Boy. Hey, Rob, all I'm saying,
yeah.
I've been going for a whole year. I ain't seen your car with my eyesight. I haven't seen your car in a whole year. You say you
gentle.
Get out, but
gentle.
I ain't
gentle,
seen it this whole
be
year.
Gentle.
So
be gentle,
what
Leon.
I what
be
I was
gentle.
Saying, nothing against you, but you already know the caliber car these people got, and you know what you what kind of motor you got. Why even get in that area and drawing them, and then you done whooped them before, and then you want them to give up a spot, and you've been gone for a whole year. I know some small blocks look just like you will run over Preacher Boy, me, and everybody else. Who knows what you're doing?
Are you talking about the small blocks on motor or
the
small blocks on spray? Which one are you talking about?
Most power.
I don't believe that, Leon.
Yes, I do.
I don't believe that, Leon.
He ain't going to do no racing. I do my homework because I
Leon,
go to a lot of
hey,
races.
Leon.
I see them all.
Okay. I'm
That's
glad
I'm
you
saying.
Said that. How you and Preacher Boy should be racing each other then?
And it was before
9. No, I ain't saying that's about racing Preacher Boy. I'm talking about what this
I understand
you
that, but I'm asking a question. If you were to race,
when you said those nitrous
if you were to race Preacher Boy,
how
would you run Preacher Boy? Because you know he's going to beg for a spot.
We didn't have that discussion already. Ain't nothing else to talk about. But, I mean, you come on and always say about us nitrous cars. When you say y'all nitrous cars, that means all of us. Because you're talking about all the ones on nitrous ride. Or if you just say certain people, I can understand.
Well, maybe.
But when you say all nitrous cars scared to race, we can't be scared to race as well. Every time we race, we got to give somebody a spot because they got a small block. Although if y'all ever seen that no ET, that all motor car class up in Miley, a green 71 Malibu. That thing can go 70,
nope.
Thing can go 450. It was all motor.
And don't
all
forget
motor.
About the.
But that was
hey
Leon. That's not a small block old motor car.
That's
not a small
it
block.
It is too. Yes, it was. Never scared Wayne had a all motor car with a fully dressed Mustang go 80s. I seen that with my own eyes. He had two of them.
Him
at, that gray
him,
was
him
all
Tony
motor
model.
Car. So you can't
Tony
right. So you can't say what a motor car won't do. Right. That's all I'm saying. Now, if you put a name on it, you would never hear me say that. But when you say, y'all nitrous car, we cannot keep on giving you no spot. Because I'm quite sure you smart enough. You're going to go in and do your application and put your car together faster than what it used to be. I know that. I know how you is. So that's when I come out the bushes when you say, y'all nitrous car. Now, if Preacher Boy will only give you a spot, that's on him.
Hey, man, he think everybody dumb, man. That's his problem. He think he can trick the world.
I don't think everybody dumb. I just think you dumb. Don't put everybody with you.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Easy, Eddie.
I'm not
Oh man.
Hey, let me, preacher boy, before you go any further, let me put this out here, and then I'm gonna go on mute and listen unless y'all need me. Same thing that I heard a lot of rumors. And ever since I locked that Money Collar in from Florida, I'm going to get my butt whooped. But I'm here to say this here. I can use all the money to all bet with that G-Body. When that day comes, before 5 o'clock that Saturday, please come see me. I'm closing all my
Money Collar
you
locked in with?
With 2200 Money Collar, them boys got in Florida. Please come see me. I'm closing all set. Yeah, I'm closing all five back. Yeah.
Either way, you don't need that.
Don't set on Facebook. Don't. That's my wife. She on the other end. I'm gonna go on mute after this. Don't talk about the
Facebook.
Please come to my trailer and come see me. I'm closing all those back.
That would
yeah.
be on
Chemo.
He's hating on you. That would be Chemo. He gonna be hating on you. I can't hear Tim House. Slow down. I asked Leon a question. It's on Facebook, Leon.
Yeah, they post the race. They post our cars up. I see a bunch of how they got the G body. Please come see me.
It's on your page.
Don't make yourself feel good. It's on Facebook. It's on my page too. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna look on your page.
And then the ones that got cars, that's betting, bring your car too. I'm going to beat the brakes out of you. Hey, go ahead, preacher boy.
I'm going to go home. Man, hey, Leon, I ain't got nothing to say to them faggots. They ain't going nowhere. They ain't doing nothing. Just rob a bitch.
Damn.
Damn.
Preacher boy.
Damn.
I can't wait to ride.
Beautiful eyes. Beautiful eyes.
Oh, happy day. Big money
big flopper
day.
On here. It's flopper on here.
It's flopper on here.
Oh,
yes, he is.
Day.
Big is money
day. Flop. Somebody calling you.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
What happened to your drunk-ass co-host?
Oh,
who that man ain't got no co-host?
Oh, I thought Drunk Baby was your co-host.
He can be if he want to be, but he got mad and they talked about a word he mentioned and he got off.
You know when you're alcoholic, you get these kind of announcements you don't know.
Hey, Eddie, can you hear me?
Well, sometimes you just got to try to, you understand what he's trying to say and just let him ride.
Hey, go for it. Huh? What you say, Eddie? Go for it. Fuck it.
Damn, man. You say that's the drunkest.
Baby don't drink no more, man.
Baby drunk right now. Baby drunk right now, if you call me.
Hey, Rob, I ain't mean to stop you. I was just helping you a little bit, Rob. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, get your ass on mute.
Okay.
The only way baby don't drink no more, they done ran out.
Hey, you think baby somewhere got the heat cups right now?
And we ain't letting baby slide.
Man.
That bitch said his own shit. We tearing his ass up. Fuck yeah. He gone, boy. Yeah, he gone.
Somebody let him slide.
Hey. He don't let that motherfucker slide.
Hey, we want
he been
to
around a few months. He's saying stupid shit any motherfucking way. But I know what happened, though. He should be in the past. That bitch was in on a motor, some kind of accident, and then fucked his brain up with his stupid ass.
Oh,
I wanted to see if he was drunk somewhere. Got the hiccups or something.
No, that bitch ain't drunk, Chemo. He get drunk, but that bitch ain't drunk.
That bitch done shook that brain loose when he had that accident. Now, if you want to give him a pass for that, give him a pass for that. That bitch done shook that brain loose. You got a loose screw in that motherfucker.
Oh.
You didn't know that, did you, Chemo? That bitch is in the accident. That bitch had an accident on that goddamn bike and shook that brain loose.
Wait a minute.
Man, that bitch went to college and everything. He just acting like a dumb fuck right now, but it might be because of that accident.
But I heard Peachy Boy say he was on the back of a bike. You mean tell me he wasn't driving? He was on
man,
the back of a bike.
Man, stop it, Timo.
Hey, Timo, he started out riding on the front.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you mean to tell me he was on the back of the bike on the man booty? Come on, man. What's up? But I know one no woman riding the bike. Well, he got to be the biggest fool there ever was.
Hey,
he
might have been on the bike with a kill.
Oh,
come on. Hey, man.
Oh, man.
I'll holler at y'all, y'all, in a little while. I'll come back.
This motherfucker, the goddamn preacher boy is crazy, that motherfucker. Damn, preacher boy, when you come up with that one from?
I'm back, y'all. This is Coach Smith.
Hey,
preacher boy, still on here.
I'm going back on mute.
Preacher boy, still on. I'm going back on mute.
Preacher boy said baby was on the back of the motorcycle. You got it. Yeah.
Nah, you ain't saying it all, Chemo. On the back of the motorcycle with who? Going on mute.
I'm just saying he was on the back of the bike. I ain't just not hitting in that one now. That nigga,
y'all
that rock
is open.
Oh, you don't want to get off in that one, but you get gangster with everybody else. Chemo, you the biggest hoe I ever was.
Hey, Chemo, look, Kill tried his head, said, baby, we going down.
Oh, man, Kill gonna get on your ass. Hey, but Chemo, you the faggot black monkey looking bitch.
I get into it with everybody
in the world. On the phone talking about what you would do, but you don't want to get in that car. You's a whole ass nigga.
I ain't getting in that car, man. That's
didn't
y'all
I tell you,
man,
Eddie?
You
didn't
bitch.
I tell you? Listen to Skin. Didn't I tell you?
Get into it. The man to get into it with Larry Hoover, but now all of a sudden you worried about a kid. You's a dick sucking bitch, black pussy motherfucker. Fuck out of here, nigga. If Larry who was on the phone, he'll cuss him out and talk about meet him at Master. But now all of a sudden he don't want to meet him at this nigga's a bitch. Boy, this nigga's a black monkey looking bitch.
I told you, Eddie. I told you.
Your foot ass out of the motherfucker can't take the joke. Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him in his ass. Bitch joke talking about everybody else. Fuck him.
That's right.
Fuck that bitch. He talking about preacher boy laying. He talking about preacher boy like a dog. I told preacher boy, come here, man. Let me do a little counseling with you. Leave that alone, preacher boy. They ain't doing no talk shit, man. He shit. Now, he can't talk about them. Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
What I tell you, Eddie?
Listen, I swear to God, something got to be wrong with this old fuck. This old fuck is retarded, man.
Hey,
Leon. Where Leon go?
Hey, Leon.
I bet you never beat nobody three times before you started the race. You say what? I bet you never beat nobody three times before the race started.
Dang.
Three times? What do you mean beat him three times before the race started?
Meaning he red light twice and then on the third pass he finally got off the line and got his tail whipped through the quarter.
Oh,
Rob, ain't gonna lie. I raced so much when I started going racing, I couldn't keep up with all that shit. I can't remember. Back then, I wasn't trying to do number beat the Caucasian.
You gotta go there.
So,
ask the bitch how many times you got paid. So, I lost 3 times in one race.
We ain't got no clue.
Well, I tell you what, you
Rob,
can go
you
back
sound like you got
to try that again.
Rob, you sound like you got some issue with Preach the Boy. But then you don't Preach the Boy right
ahead
of Rob when y'all race. No, I'm just saying. Did y'all want to head up?
Yeah.
I'm asking. So why won't you try and back head up first, and then you can ask?
Because he got a whole new program. He ain't got the same car.
He's good-handed man to keep on changing.
Well, Rob, if I was you, I'd have damn near waited to let them see your car, because nobody know what your car going to look like now.
Hey, listen to me.
My car looks the same.
Listen to me. He beat me 5 years ago. You know, he was gone for 2 years. Somebody got thrown out of the car. When he got a new motor. He changed his whole program. Well, I didn't ask him nothing. I didn't ask him for shit. I told him to get out.
One of them will come.
Hey, Leon, go on mute, motherfucker.
Okay, go on.
Leon was
mute.
Talking. How can he go on mute as he's talking, son?
Hey.
It ain't my fault his money ran up because he was climbing them poles.
Hey, why didn't you go back after I gave you a whooping? Why didn't you go back? You ran out of nitrous?
Why would I go back since you said that? Since you want to
be a
stupid
kid. Don't go wrong.
Why
would I want you
back that same thing?
You don't get it, Rob.
Why didn't you go back, preacher boy, after you lost?
I lost that day, Rob. Why didn't you go back the next day, Rob?
Well, why would I go back the next day when you had me that night? I do other things besides race, brother.
And what the fuck are you talking about, bitch? Get off the phone. You're a stupid bitch.
Hey, Skin.
Yeah.
If he felt he could beat me, why didn't he go back the same day? Did he not have no more money? What was it?
They could have ran out of money.
I
didn't
ran him back.
Well, he could have been fucked. He might have had to check his car, Rob.
I didn't run out of money.
He might have thought it was part of his car. He had to check it out.
The reason why
I asked you about him, Skin, is because obviously he ain't understanding the question.
I didn't run out of money. I didn't want to be robbed ass at the track because I thought he cheated me.
He won't beat your motherfucking ass, Rob.
I taught you a lesson. I taught you a lesson that shows you you don't know nothing about drag racing. That's what I showed you. I gave you drag racing 1-on-1. And if you get up there again, I'm gonna show you drag racing 102. But every time I get ready to talk, he interrupts. So wouldn't that say he said? I remember him saying on Eddie's show he'd been racing for 40 something years. Yeah, he didn't see it all. He didn't see that coming.
You got booking rights right now to run him head over my car. You got booking rights since he's talking to you.
Damn. Okay. Let me see what Rob's talking about.
Hey.
Go ahead, Rob.
Okay.
I can lock your ass in.
Hey, Skin. Okay. I need a spot, Skin. I need a spot from Preacher Boy car. And I need Preacher Boy to drive it.
Oh, you need Preacher Boy? Okay, I'll let him drive for my money. You got the brake, Rob. Fuck it. You got the brake out the back, though.
Okay, you give me the brake. I raise
you. Yeah,
three in the brake today.
Oh, my God.
No, I can't do that. I wish I could, but I can't.
You know what? You got me, Skin. You got me interested. I'm going to take two in the hit. He could spray the big block chassis car at me.
Now, I don't know what kind of motor you got, Rob. But, I mean, you can assume whatever you want to assume. But I'm going to say this, Rob. You got the two in the brake, Rob. Fuck it. Out the back door. You got it out the back door.
Ah, I can't do that. I ain't got
I
run out the back door. The back door is like running a marathon. It's like running a marathon. Can't make it.
I think he should take that gamble, but if he don't, didn't even fuck me off. But he gave me booking right. I think you got two in the break out the back door, Rob.
Damn. I was more thinking into the A, because I can't run a marathon.
Well,
but I
see what you're saying, but we close as fuck, Rob, because Preacher Boy wanted to run you head the fuck up. I told you you had the break out the back door. Then you went off and said, give you three in the break to the A. And I said, no, that's too much, Rob. Yeah, you say, fuck it, I'm going to take two in the break to the A. No, Rob, fuck it. You got the two in the break out the back door. I went in front of the break. I'm two in the break. Come on, Rob. We negotiate.
Now you want two in the break to the A.
Rob, you got two in the break out the back door, and Preacher Boy going to drive with one lead. Come on, Rob. Come on, Rob. Now I got to be forced to bet with him. Because I done gave you a fucking spot. I got to bet with the motherfucker. Even if I don't want to, I'm going to jag it off, Rob. Come on. I'm going to jag Preacher Ball right with you. You got two in the break, Rob, out the back door. Fuck it. Fuck it, Rob. You got 3 seconds to leave.
Okay, let me think, Skin. Is he going to have his leg on or is it going to be leg off?
God, he got to have it on, because if he get in the car without his leg, they ain't gonna let him run. They ain't gonna let him run. But ain't no veins in the motherfucker, so he can't do nothing, kid. He
right,
got
man,
no electricity to the motherfucker.
When you
shut
come up with some shit
up,
like
Kimo,
that,
we trying to lock in, you black monkey looking bitch. Shut
hey,
the fuck up.
This dick, bitch. Suck on this monkey dick.
Man, that nasty ass dick. I wouldn't suck that motherfucker if you had a lot of
pop
on that motherfucker.
Dick.
Nasty dick. Hey, come on, Rob. You got two in the break, Rob, out the back door. Preacher Boy cock. Preacher Boy don't drive. He's gonna have his leg on, cause it ain't got no movement, no motherfucking way. But it's gonna be on, cause he got to have that Vapor Max on that motherfucker. Now come on, Rob. Come on. You got two in the break. Come on, Rob. You know his reaction ain't gonna
be shit. Yeah.
That's his right leg. His reaction ain't gonna be shit.
Before
his brain signal down to his leg to make that motherfucker push the gas, Rob. You should be long gone. Come on, Rob. Yes, you in get you in the day, Rob. See, Rob, this is what
see,
I do
all
know.
All the stuff I was asking for was being...
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, I didn't go to college. I didn't graduate from high school. But I do know that reflexes, it sends a signal to your brain first. Then it jump down to your leg and say, go. You know what I'm talking about? By him not having one, he got a false one on there. It's going to take a while for him to put that gas, Rob. Get your motherfucking man down now, Rob. You're going to need one. About 3-4 running now. Come on. And I'm going to leave for the 1,000 with Preacher Boy.
You're making a good argument on the leg, but I need a little more.
Nah, Rob. You want to rob a motherfucker, Rob. And guess what? And I ain't scared to say it. He gave me booking right. Preacher Boy want to rob and run you head up. I think you do deserve something, you punk motherfucker, because you're on the motor. But your car run pretty good. I think Preacher Boy will pick your motherfucker
hey,
up down yonder somewhere.
Hey, I'm
and
back.
Yeah, be quiet. Let me be quiet, motherfucker. I'm trying to get you locked in. Now, you don't like the race? Fuck you. I'm going to put a G on it. I don't give a fuck how it turned out. We getting robbed two of the break with you driving with your false leg, with your no brain signal to your leg, and it's going to take a long time for you to push the gas. He got 3 seconds to leave. Once you say both of y'all ready, he got two of the break out the back door. Fuck him with his Camaro, and you got to drive your car, Preacher Boy. Fuck him. I got 1,000 with you. Fuck. I'm bringing you my 1,000 right now. I don't give a fuck who you go with. I just want to see one now. I'm sick of you motherfuckers. Preacher Boy, you trying to rob, trying to run the man head up. He trying to rob, he wants three in the break to the eighth. I'm going to give his ass two in the break, though, what he asked for to the eighth. He got it out the back door. I think you going to find his ass somewhere around that 1,000-foot mark. But if you don't, then we just got fucked up. Come on, Rob. Come on. Your motherfucker. I know you thinking, motherfucker. You've been thinking about it all the while I've been talking.
You love that I'm talking because it's giving you room to think. Motherfucker, come on. Come on, Rob. Your motherfucking ass now. You punk motherfucker, come on. You gave me book.
I ain't need no more book rights after the day. I'm gonna let you book this, but I ain't letting you.
I know. I mean, and I understand. You know, I mean, I understand. I ain't got. It really is. I know. I shouldn't be giving him no spot. I tried to give him the break. He didn't want that. He want three in the break. I said, fuck it. I'm gonna jump down the cop. He got two in the break. I don't even know how fast your cop. Don't give a fuck. He hollering about all this.
Hey, you doing a lot of talking. You gave him what he asked for. Why have he locked you in yet? That's what I'm saying.
Leon, see, now you done switched the conversation. Now he want to talk to you. Leave him alone, Leon.
No. I just want to make a point to Leon. If he gave me what I asked for, Leon, I'd have said lock. Hold on, Rob.
And Leon, I just put seasoning salt, garlic salt, onion pepper. I put all that on it, man, a little salt and pepper. Let that motherfucker marinate. I just put him in the freezer, man. Let it marinate, Leon. I guarantee you when he pull that bitch out, I'm going to put some flour on him and fry his ass. Watch this here. Come on, Rob. Yeah, two in the bread. I don't know shit about Preacher Boy, weak-ass cop. Fuck him. I'm going to make him go off.
I think that's a little too much for me to try. I kindly decline. I think that's too much for me.
Yeah, you should have been there, Daddy. It took you a long motherfucking time to decline, motherfucker.
When Leon came in there, he said he gave me what I wanted, that's what made me really think, no, he didn't.
Yes, I did. Rob, hold on. You a lying motherfucker. I gave you what you want. I just didn't give you the distance that you wanted. I gave you what you wanted. You're a lie. Leon, did I give him what he wanted? He said give him two and a break to the eight. I said you got the two and a break out the back door. I gave you what you wanted. I just didn't give you to the distance that you wanted.
He been asking for that two and a break because he always, I remember he saying he don't run no eighth mile. He run quarter mile. Now I just heard him out about the 8 miles.
When it's to his advantage, though, Rob. I mean, right. You can't knock that. He going to switch it when it's to his advantage. And that's what we all do. But it just takes a man. It takes a strong enough motherfucker to weed through it and try to get it done. That's why we negotiate. I don't know nothing about no goddamn Preacher Boy cop.
But you let him marinate. You marinated him and it soaked in too long.
No, I let him marinate and he threw the shit away. The chicken was rotten. The chicken was rotten. He throwed it in the garbage. He didn't even wash it off. He throwed it in the garbage. I told him to put it in that chicken grease. He didn't like the grease that was going in. It must have been organic.
Rob had to go back and think.
Rob ain't nothing.
Hey, Rob wanna put it in that vegetable oil. I said, oh, I got this organic oil, motherfucker. I got this organic olive oil on your motherfucking ass. He'll put it in there. That motherfucking grease gonna stay clean, motherfucker.
Rob, you good, boy.
I'm
gonna
put some fries in there now, Rob. Get your motherfucking ass down.
Man, Rob ain't nothing.
Hey, Rob. Rob, no eating laid on there and sit there and got quiet and stopped.
That motherfucker thought I wasn't going to give him the two in the break because I said he had the break. He said he wants three in the break. He thought when he break down that car, I was going to say, no, you got one in the break. He wanted to play the game. No, I'm trying out for the motherfucking game, nigga. You got two in the break. I hope Preacher Boy got a big block. When you tell me he got a big block, I hope he got four big blocks in that motherfucker. Catch your ass to the eighth. That's what I hope. But if it don't happen, we just get our ass whooped.
So what? The ball here. After the 8 mile, boy. They go to run. They been running your ass. They go to reeling you in.
Yeah, what I'm going to try to do. Shit. We run like that before we start running the 8. Now, I'm just like, now, I don't give a fuck who on this phone from down south. Now, I'm going to go back to what you motherfuckers say. Y'all only running the 8 because y'all got that shit from down south, you punk motherfucker. Slow ass cop. They got no business running no motherfucking 8. Now, I can understand you dying them running the 8 and taking all them motherfuckers.
And Leon, he done converted over to the A's. He got them big ass ties on the top. But come on, man, these slow motherfuckers, man. Y'all need that bitch to huff and puff. Y'all need that ragged motherfucker. That's when they first started getting up to speed today, motherfucker. Come on. Get ass on out that back door, motherfucker. Let me ring your ass out. You don't need no parachute on a weak ass car you got, Rob. Or no motherfucker. Goddamn preacher boy. Come on. Come on, motherfucker. I know you been getting taken and shit, Rob. That's why you ain't taking. Because you were contemplating that first. I put that marination sauce on your motherfucking ass. Leon jumped in. The motherfucker, you went to start bagging up. Then, hey, Leon. Hey, Leon. Hey, Leon alone, motherfucker. Leon and ate his beans and rice and cake and shit and cookies and shit. Leave Leon alone, motherfucker. Fuck with me. Preacher more than throw my fucking meat in this goddamn suit that made me the goddamn book this motherfucker. I'm going to give you something, preacher boy, and we ain't give your ass. You got two on the break. Then he go, hey, Leon, you heard him try to put that in there? And preacher boy got to drive. Yep. He's going to
yeah,
drive.
Yeah.
He going to say, is he going to drive with the leg off? No, he got to have that motherfucker on because it's against safety rules. He can't get in there with no fucking one leg, motherfucker. The seatbelt ain't going to go around him. You know what I mean? He don't be wiggling the seatbelt off of that motherfucker. Nope. No, he got to have that leg on.
Wait, Rob, where you at, Rob? I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voice,
man,
Rob. Where you at?
Motherfucking trouble, man. Rob, want to talk to you, Leon.
Talk to me. I can't, baby. I can't, baby. You don't want that
Leon.
Two in a break. They gave it to you.
I said, Leon, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Go on, mute. Said, okay. That motherfucker said, oh, shit. You went to Mr. B. Leon, you didn't hear me went to Mr. B. I respectfully declined.
You did that then. You talked to me.
But they bought it. Rob been getting all the spots he been acting with, they been giving it to him, and he just bagged up.
Yeah.
He been giving that.
Yeah.
I been giving him what he asked for.
He been giving him the motherfucking spots now.
He been gone a whole year.
He been gone long. No, he been gone 2 years.
Oh,
well, I ain't seen him since he ran bus down. So how long been since
two,
bus down?
That's been down there 2.5 years ago. Down there 3 years ago.
Oh Lord.
Man, he ran that motherfucker in 2019 or some shit. Hey Leon, do you realize this 2022?
Yeah, that I do.
2019, man. We ran into people in 2019 before the pandemic, man. Didn't nobody have on no fucking mask when Rob ran. Everybody was surrounded and kissing each other and everything. Just think about it, Leon. The pandemic started in 2020, man. You do the fucking math, man. This shit ain't hot. You ain't got to go to Amazon class to get this mask.
I'm back.
Everybody in America know when the pandemic started. Everybody in America know when the pandemic started. Now watch this. Now, preacher boy, what do you want to call? Hey, preacher boy, what year was that?
Yeah.
What year was that when Rob ran bust down at 131? What year was that?
2019.
Hey, Leon, go say, man, Rob been gone a year. He ain't raced his bus down. I said, hey, that's been 3 years, motherfucker. That's been 3 years. What are you talking about, man?
Uh-oh, somebody hate. Oh, my bad.
So what happened?
Oh, that was me. That was me. I had to step out of there.
Oh, you fired.
What happened up here?
Yes, sir.
Whole lot of money.
You say what, preacher boy?
What happened? What did he tell you?
Then shit out. We gave Rob a spot.
Yeah, he cut out.
With you driving. Look, the only thing he's missing is the 8 mile and you taking your leg off. Everything else we gave you that.
Now he can stop talking to me now. So now y'all know he a bitch and he can stop talking to me now.
Hey, you see, shut up. Then leave him alone. Let me have it, big boy. I got it. Hey, we gave Rob everything with your car, preacher boy, except for keeping your leg off. And the 8 mile.
That's a quick way to shut it down, because he gone behind that one.
Yeah.
I told Preacher Boy, let me shut him up.
Hey, Preacher Boy, I gave that motherfucker two in the break, out the back door. He said, Preacher Boy got to drive. I said, he's going to drive. I'm going to let him drive his own car. I told him I'm gonna let you drive your own car. He said he gonna have his leg on or off. I said, man, stop it. It's against the rules. If he take his leg off, they ain't gonna let him run. The people at the track ain't gonna let him run. Oh man. That damn Rob went in the bush. He over there calling the kill or somebody trying to get some information. I can eat these nice grapes now, y'all. I can eat these motherfucking green grapes. And shit Rob ass out now.
Yeah, that's all we need. You should have been at Taz on the phone. Rob said he running over out of my Nike car, scared the race. Man, and think of the mess, I'm over there just laughing, but I didn't get off of mute because Preacher Boy was tearing his ass up, so I was enjoying that. What did he do on that stage, man?
You know what I started to do? You know what I started to do, Leon? But I ain't want to front, Preacher Boy off. I started to tell Rob, Preacher Boy gonna get on board and try his ass, fuck it. Why don't you get Preacher Boy to break, over the motor.
Hey, you ran your man off. I can say it, Rob. He ran you off. He ran you off. Or else, he had to get off the phone.
I'm on
base.
Hold right here. Put that on me. Yeah.
I see it, Sean.
Come on. Let's
hold right here. Okay, I see. I can't. My phone is in the damn car. I'm outside fucking dead. And she going to stand outside with me.
You know, I ain't standing outside. Shit.
Just that.
There you go.
Oh, man. Go on back in the car.
Now, Big Eddie, go on back in the car.
Shall I go on in the car?
Big Eddie, now you heard the whole ass ring get hold out. They done fucked the prostitute. Now, he can shut the fuck up talking to me.
It's going to be a while.
Now,
hey, Leon, tell us, get in the car and hold that drill in case the nigga run up.
Hey, Tim, out.
Hey, it's already in my head. I'm already got it like that.
Tim, I'm on the phone.
Tim, I probably went to sleep, man. It's past his bedtime.
Okay. Well, tomorrow, this is what we're going to do, Tim. Hey, Tim, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to tell Tim how to get you going right. Team on tomorrow.
I think y'all done creeped up. He gonna come back on the phone and say, "Nice." Man, you pull Rob out of there, man. You did him wrong, ball head. You embarrassed me, Freddie. Wait a minute. Where Eddie at? Eddie usually was talking to me. Where Eddie at? You got anybody to see? He left the boy?
Man, right here, Leon.
We're going to
run
Eddie.
Oh, there you go.
Uh-oh,
That'll never happen, Shorty.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I got to crack my motherfucking joke. God damn. Shit.
Said, when you're on the road, you might want to get off, right?
We gonna run Eddie
ass
out this motherfucker.
Hey, we robbing Eddie.
Rob on here, man. Damn.
Oh, boy.
Rob was my friend Preacher Boy gave me booking rights. Preacher Boy just gonna jag my fucking money off, man. Oh man, this motherfucker preacher boy said that. Yeah, you got booking right. I'll be back. Hey, I'm so happy Rob got kids. He's fucking dead. He's pissed. Hey, I won't keep my list off, G. I need to pay that shit on the mortgage or something, shit. My stupid ass.
Oh, man.
Hey,
this is my got no clothes, no shorts. Short
hey, Leon. Once Rob got to say it, acting like he might do it, I'm like, hey, I ain't got nothing but a G.
Hey, if he locked it in, I was going to get in because I know he was going to get caught. He was going to get caught. I don't want to say it. He was going to get caught.
Yeah, but I had the goddamn
Mother going out them back door, think they're going to get away.
Hey,
I'd have ran down too many of them.
Hey, but I had to secure preacher boy when I was betting. I didn't get preacher boy. You locked me in. I'm locked up on G
now. I got G now. Man, wait. Hey, man, wait till your mama scared to race. You know goddamn well he wasn't going to go. It sounded good. It sounds super good. He just wouldn't go. And you can agree everything he said. And more you agree, the further he bagged up. Hey, I know he's going to bag up when he went to talk about the man's leg. Talk about he need to be, if he going to have both legs on. Man, lock that man in. He gave you what you want. And he still ain't said, it's a lot, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
Rob, we lost.
Yep. And guess what the fun part is? And this no bullshit. I could be wrong, but I'm going to say it. And I hope he listening. He correct me if I'm wrong. Preacher boy gonna run his ass anywhere, man. Preacher boy gonna run him at 41, 42, the grove.
He know that. He know that. That's why he ain't gonna say much. You know that man gonna problem me.
Gonna run that motherfucker all over the world. Hey, Preacher boy, man, I wouldn't give a fuck if it's that green suburban. Boy, he gonna carry that bitch to Hawaii. Hey. Hey,
boy, boy, boy. They got them robbed someday.
Hey, I was on my way down.
I'm going.
I said, hey, man, that's a lot of people. Man, I went to Carlos and shit. I said, man, what pretty boy at, man? Is he right? They went to telling me every time. I said, damn. I said, I told you the truck and take them. And the cop. I'll be it all. Hey, preacher boy, I'll probably be the first motherfucker past your truck.
Hey, he was running about 90 because I was running 85. I said, you know what? We in Michigan. Let me slow my ass down because that's a hell of a ticket we pulling them cars. I said, let me slow down. I know how to. I got a break. I got caught and I got a good break, so ain't no need me getting it again. I said, you know what? Let them go head on. That boy gonna tear our ass up, catch us out of running that damn fast, pulling these cars. Everybody hauling ass. Two of them getting caught.
That motherfucking preacher boy would go anywhere. Hey, Rob couldn't say nothing. He could. Hey, Rob could have done this. Said, let's go on the street. And Joliet preacher boy said, come on, motherfucker. You know what I was like? I ain't even had to ask preacher boy. Man, I see Rob said, fuck, man, I'm going to get up out this car. I know if I say 41, he going there. If I say the Grove, he going there. 131, he really going. Ooh-wee. I don't know how I could bluff him. Let me get on out of there. I respectfully decline, Leon. Leon, I respectfully decline.
And he declined, too. He said, hey, y'all, I think I'm going to go get out of here. He's gone.
Hey, look, first he tried to make preacher boy mad. He thought preacher boy was on the phone. He said, yeah, I'm going to take two in the break for that big block cast out there. Stop that bullshit.
Where you going, Shaggy?
I don't give a fuck, buddy. I don't know where he got this. What that mean? That motherfucker getting a spot, motherfucker.
I mean, we long.
You getting a spot.
Hey, Monster Man.
We are.
Hey, preacher boy.
Okay.
Hey, preacher boy.
Yeah.
You like that?
Bump
him. I don't care nothing about him.
Bump him. I don't get nothing about him. Bump him.
My drop.
I don't care nothing about him.
Mm-hmm. You gotta say, we
are. Look at this motherfucking key, man. We are.
Man, keep your feel on there.
Kimo
ain't got rejuvenated. Kimo
rejuvenated.
Hey, Kimo ain't
fucking no more, man.
He
might
was still
on the
phone
up.
Oh, gone
with you, badass
Kimo.
You the late.
Call him. Bitch on that way right now.
He'd be back fucking next week.
He called her. Called that girl on the phone. He said, damn, I could go for some good-ass head right now. I said, good
she God. She on the way right now, she on the way right now, Ty.
Oh, you using us since you get there, you punk bitch. Motherfucker. Using us, Ty. Soon as she can
stop at home and get her
I ain't gonna lie, Sam. I'm gonna get this mug up, too. She on the way home.
Oh, shit. I'm finna play footy.
You boys been trying to cut some on, huh?
Yeah,
I'm trying to turn that third shit on.
I don't know no much on the back on this phone. Run on balls, but
right.
Right.
Who is that?
Hey.
Hey, motherfucker, we got a power in it. Shit, but right. Hey, we been
Hey,
alone, Rob. What you
gonna do? Hey, look. Hey, hold on, Bobby. You been slipping. And you got somebody on motor wanna run here. And he won't even run now.
Damn. Who gonna get on motor and run Rob?
Big fella.
Brad.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know he's
running from that man. He's scared of that name, man. He's scared of that name. He don't like Big Greg.
We lost. Get up there.
We lost.
Man, you know, we shouldn't have to do all that. But if Greg would have never said he had that cock, and would have gave me that motherfucking cock, we'd have been running. Rob would have ran. He said
we
lost.
We lost.
You should have got them drag names, man.
Uh-oh, it's about to snow again. It's about to start snowing again.
Oh, come on, Ty. Don't do that.
It's about to start snowing at 12 o'clock.
It's snowing right now.
Oh, man. Come
it's supposed to rain all day tomorrow.
Oh,
it's supposed to be 40 degrees on Sunday.
Hey, that's going to melt all the snow. Tim House, you won't get that.
Good God almighty.
Hey,
I'm glad it ain't snowing in Chicago.
Hey, Stroke.
I'm in Joliet. It's snowing over here.
Yeah, motherfucker. I'm in Chicago. It ain't snowing in Chicago, goddammit. Y'all can leave that shit over there where y'all at, motherfucker.
I'm on my way.
Leave that shit in the outskirts.
I'm on my way with it, baby.
Yeah, well, when you get here, you ain't gonna see no snow, motherfucker. You gonna see something on the sidewalk.
Bring it with me, goddamn.
Hey, so.
Yo.
Stop making that back there. What up,
Good God almighty.
What do
you know about that goddamn Bezo?
Yeah, that's my nigga, boy. Been fuck with him since money for him, Jack.
Every time my line rings, that's 10-5, it's the money phone. I'm playing that in the morning when I get up for work.
He's good.
Love that nigga.
Soft, she's softer than
that. Love that boy.
and then grew up to him. And then he had the,
I don't see that he sent any new prescriptions in for that. We had
okay, quiet now, motherfucker. Y'all want it peace and quiet? It's quiet now. Don't go quiet the motherfucker now.
I'm about to hear somebody on here getting fucked in a minute.
Ooh, wait. Good God almighty, I'm going on mute. I don't want them to hear me jagging off.
Hey, what's up? Good luck.
What's up?
That goddamn slot must be sweet.
I've been on mute.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you gotta do both.
Take Eddie, get control of yourself.
You gotta do both. Everybody, I mean, that's what we do. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah. That's what we do. Yeah, because they don't know me. I get on one of them motherfucking ass.
Keep on talking. I'm a lock big Eddie ass in. Keep on.
Oh, shit. Let me get her, man.
I'm going to show him. You think he's scared of Chuck? I'm going to show his ass.
Damn.
Boy, ain't nobody scared of Chuck, man.
Who is the Chuck?
You terrified of Chuck.
Man, I got to get this motherfucker back to
you. I sure am.
Damn.
Another one. Man, I thought they was talking about Tim House terrified of Chuck. Okay.
Oh, man.
Hey,
Tim
House. He ran Chuck. How he said, how he going to be terrified? He ran Chuck.
Oh, that's what I got there, mister.
He's my boy.
What up, boy?
And he's still scared of Chuck. He's still scared of Chuck. You know, Chuck been asking him to race him back. What the fuck you mean? How he's terrified of him. Chuck told him, come on, get back up.
Up.
And he's up.
Hey, man, that's
what
he's got there.
He
don't
want to
run Chuck back
where
he got
him.
He got
him.
He did that shit. You can't never say he's
scared
of a
motherfucker
that he did. He's scared of Chuck. That's why he won't run him back. That don't even make sense, man. So when y'all hear him, y'all don't want to run back. Y'all not scared, so. So every time somebody try to get back down to y'all ass, you got to go back, right?
Ho.
Yeah.
Every time Tim House said, let me get back up there with you. This is money again.
I don't just give a... Hey, it don't just stop with Tim House being according to what you said. Anytime you run a motherfucker, they want to go back,
You got to get your big ass
back.
Well,
I'm going to give them the chance to get their money back. I'm going to give them a chance. You think that shit was a fluke? Come on, get your ass back up there. That's what I'm going to say.
Lock in,
get back up there. That's how you do that.
It's your next motherfucking job.
They won't just be my man.
That is cold as shit.
Coming down, baby.
What's happening, Cookie?
Uh-oh, there she go, y'all.
Oh, no.
You're saying? I'm your savior. I'm your savior.
Come on,
Snow.
He's
running. Yeah,
who the fuck working at a plant?
Everybody's off the line.
I might have to go find that.
Oh, they're going to stand in front of me.
Huh?
Who
said? Oh, they had the plan.
I got it. You ain't staying this one.
Oh, let me see what that is. Hold on. I know what that is. What's that? Hang his ass up. Motherfucker on the forklift. Get him out of here. Get his motherfucking ass out of here right now.
Huh?
Hey, Stokes, would you go and get your truck loaded so you can get out of there, Stokes?
I know who that is. It ain't me, huh? For once in the change, it ain't me, huh?
Ain't that a lady?
Yeah, that boy on his ass out of here. Ain't him. There's somebody working in the plant, whoever that is.
No.
Ah, you a bitch. Boy, that motherfucker Snow coming down, y'all. Y'all better be. Yeah.
I want a buzz.
What you think about old DeRozan, man, the Bulls boy? That boy seemed like he pretty rough.
He's bad. He's bad, baby. MVP. Get ready.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He's MVP. They ain't going to crown him, goddammit. He's shoulding the motherfucking running for it.
Yes, sir.
So DeRozan back.
That boy, goddammit, broke old what you call the record, boy. Hey.
Who that?
Will Chamberlain.
Oh, shit, that ain't nothing to do. This day, that ain't shit to do. Shit, this motherfucker got stuck on goddamn ice.
Hey, Stokes. Hey, Stokes. What's Stokes
doing? He's doing something. I heard him say he got stuck on some ice or something.
Hey, mister.
Damn it, I'm back. What I miss?
And where they go, man?
Hey,
go Stokes.
Hey, Stokes.
Yeah, man, I'm going to get there now. I'm going to get my car running. Keep jumping my phone, jumping back and forth from the car to my head. Said,
well, won't you sell your damn truck? And I won't do that.
Yeah, where you at, man?
I just left Torrance Avenue. I'm on my way home. Now what?
Better not let me catch you out here.
I got to get out of this shit in about 3 hours.
Man, this shit.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, it said 31 degrees, but I swear that wind blowing so hard like it's minus 8.
I swear. That wind, boy.
Another
for 3 days in a row now.
We are. Get your ass off on bus.
Uh-oh.
I did, Vic. I rode by that gas station that they say it burnt down with, what's the name, man?
Oh, that's
a, we did
that's
ride
a
by
Brent.
That.
Oh, you already passed?
Yeah, I passed already.
I got off and got back on.
Oh, you got off on Burr. I gave you them damn injectors.
Injectors? Oh. Wait,
where you
wallet?
You said injectors, Vic.
Huh?
You said what?
I gave you them injectors.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I come get them tomorrow, Vic.
Oh.
I ain't going to be there. I'm going to nap in the morning. I'm leaving about...
Oh, well, I get them later.
Okay. Hey, Stokey, take it easy, man. Take it easy.
Hey, Vic. Now,
yo.
I'm just going to let you know now that word is. Leon got that TIE 959.